In 2007, the Berkman Plaza parking garage in Jacksonville collapsed, killing a construction worker and injuring many more. Tom Grogan, the Florida Structural Engineers Licensure Committee Chair, says that's due in part to a novice engineer.
And the person that designed that structure was a well-meaning individual who thought he could, okay, but he didn't have the background to. He was basically a professor at a university in the state of Georgia with a Florida license, and it turned out he didn't understand some of the basic concepts of structural engineering, and that happened.
Keystone Heights Republican Representative Charles Van Zandt says the structural engineering industry needs more oversight.
You may have a situation where the developer says, Henry, come in here, it's already after lunchtime on Friday, we have to get these plans and specifications down to the building department for review. You just sign and seal them, and there'll be a little bonus in your paycheck Friday. And so the guy that's the PE on staff but may not know anything about structural engineering signs and seals the drawings. They get down there, and the building collapses 2 years later. This is happening.
Van Zandt is sponsoring a bill that creates a specialized license for structural engineers and prohibits people from working the job without the license.
Young engineer graduates from college. He's got his degree. He wants to pursue structural, just like a doctor might want to pursue brain surgery or heart surgery or orthopedic or something. Structural engineering is a separate discipline within the realm of engineering.
But some lawmakers, like Orlando Democratic Representative Randolph Bracey, worry Van Zandt's law creates something of a catch-22. He asked Van Zandt about that during a hearing on the subject in the House Regulated Industries Committee.
In your bill, you are requiring 4 years' experience of structural engineering before they can get a license. But how do they get that experience if they don't have a license?
Van Zandt says the answer to that is simple. Internships.
So they would seek out a structural engineer to place themselves under for 4 years to practice and evaluate, learn to make the drawings and all of those things that structural engineers do for 4 years, and then he would at that point be eligible for qualification as a structural engineer.
Van Zandt's measure includes carve-outs for existing engineers who are sole proprietors and can sign an affidavit attesting to their experience, and would recognize those licensed in other states. The measure passed the committee and heads next to the full House. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.